Welcome to the Kosafa Show with Mark Gleason and Nick Say.
In this edition of the Kosafa Show, we delve into all things Lesotho football to understand the successes and challenges of the beautiful game in the equally beautiful Mountain Kingdom. We chat to Lesotho Football Association General Secretary Makasi Mahapi, who has overseen significant gains for the country on and off the pitch, but also admits there's still much work to do.
Ms. Mahapi, thank you very much for taking the time to chat to us. If we just start with the Lesotho Senior Men's National Team, obviously a good start to the World Cup qualifiers. How are you kind of looking at the team at the moment?
We've worked on the team now, yes. We are doing some additions. We've just identified three other players to beef up the team so that when we take on South Africa and Rwanda, next month, we will be able to account well for ourselves. Yes, we had a very good start to this competition. We were always hopeful from the onset that the additions we brought to the team will help us. You remember there are a lot of players of Lesotho origin who are based in South Africa, but who, without nobody talking to them, they wouldn't have wanted to play for their homeland, but we are talking to them, so they will be representing us. They have agreed to represent us. We have three more that I'm sure that by the time we play these games, these guys will be already having had their papers that will enable them to play in this competition. So yeah, on that front, I think we'll do well. We did badly in the Sapa, we did badly in the AFCON, we did badly in the CHAN. Maybe because the coaches thought, because we did well in the opening matches of the FIFA World Cup, a bit of complacency kept in there. So now we have to just remind them why they're engaged and also tell them that this is an opportunity for them. The players also, I think you could see Thabo Makgele, the centre-back who plays for Chippa. You can see that he's now a much more different better player than what he was before he started playing international football. So it does pay off. I'm looking at another player who plays for a coastal team. I have another one who plays inland. I think we'll make it.
And then if we look at the women's national team as well at the moment, are you quite happy with the progress that is being made there?
Well, I'm very happy. I'm very happy with what they did before. I'm very happy with what they are doing now. You see, we made a resolution last year that we should play against those teams that seem to be the ones which win women competition in COSAFA. Before we were playing any other preparatory matches, that time should no longer happen. We should, if we are going to play against the club in South Africa, it should be your Sundowns number two or number three, not those that can just offer us a match. No. We are no longer going to do that. And also, if we are going to play against an international team, it should be one that is reputable. The likes of Banyana, we are playing Banyana this weekend, two matches. We should also look at Zimbabwe, Zambia, and Malawi. Otherwise, then we are wasting time when we are doing that. So we want to start playing against them so that we end up winning matches instead of just playing for the sake of playing.
And if we look at just sort of women's football in general in Lesotho, sort of the uptake of young girls, do you feel like there's more opportunity at the moment? Or is there any programs that are on the go within the Lesotho FA to try and get more girls to play the game?
I'm telling you, today we have revived the senior team. We've got many, and about half the team now is the one that's graduating from the one that represented us in the under-20 competition. And it's because they're being forced out of under-20 upward by the ones that played three or four of those who played and reached the finals of the under-17s. So I'm very happy with the outlook because we are pushing more younger players into the fold now. We will see it will be a younger team that will present for COSAFA, the one that we are preparing as early as now. Because for us, we can't think of playing in the AFCON or Women AFCON if we are not doing well in the Women COSAFA. We should be seen to be doing well in stages. So I'm very happy with what is happening, but I cannot be totally satisfied as a football administrator that we are actually doing well or we are not. We need to do well by way of getting out of the group stages and by way of also contesting against the top guns. We should not be fodder for the top guns.
Yeah. And then if we just turn to junior football in both genders, men and women, in under-17s and under-20s, are you quite happy with the outlook there?
I'm not too happy. Yes, we do have pools of players and stuff like that, but it's high time the coaches respect the strategic direction and trajectory that we have set for ourselves. I see that many of them just want to be playing because they are all of a sudden national team coaches and they are not playing in a manner that we should be winning. They are just playing for their names, not for the alignment with the strategic plan. So insofar as that is concerned, I have to stand by foot and say, look, there's a strategic plan. We have regulated the game so that in the second tier, every weekend there's at least 60 players under the age of 20 in the starting lineups. It can drop to 40, but during the entire match, we can never have less than 40. I don't understand why you want to go and choose under-20s who are not playing just because they're in the Premier League and they are not playing. They don't have the match tenacity, they don't have the match preparation. So I'll be setting standards when the next recovery. You remember I disbanded all of them, but I'm going to reconfigure the national team coaches. And after reconfiguring them, I'm going to now give them standards, performance targets. If you don't meet that performance, there has to be something really, really forthcoming as a response to the question, why didn't you perform? So it's not going to be business as usual. We've had it for a long time where certain people know certain people in the exco, then I can't do my job because certain people or certain coaches happen to be friends with certain people. We have a relatively new exco, 50% new. So we have to be seen to be doing something more positive this time around. And trust me, there will be a time when you will call me and say, what did you say to these guys? And I'll remind you this phone, and I said, look, all I just need to give them is coffee and they wake up. Once they've woken up, read the Riot Act to them and let's see what transpires after they've received the Riot Act.
Yeah. And if you said very interestingly there about the strategic plan. Can you just expand on that a little bit about how that was developed and what it entails a little bit?
When we developed the strategic plan, I know very well because I was a lead guy. We looked at what is in the offering in terms of FIFA and COSAFA as well as CAF. For instance, when will the FIFA World Cup be played? Which ones are we coming up to participate in? For like CAF, I'm looking at the CAF AFCON and the CAF CHAN. How are they put in the system so that we are able to program the progression? Yes, yes. So that what we do is, if we are going to have a COSAFA, what players do we use? When is the CHAN? Because then there's no point having another team, a small nation like ours, having a different team to go with for the COSAFA and the CHAN, and so there's no progression. But if we're going to have a bit of time, next time, between COSAFA and CHAN, then we can afford to send a team to CHAN and Kosafa, and then prepare another team to go for Chad. What the same applies to the what's in between AFCON and Chad. If the spacing is such that it allows, we then do something. If it doesn't, we have to look for continuity. That's the first approach. The second approach is, in these competitions, there has to be set objectives that we can achieve. Once we achieve those ones, we will then be able to say, look, how do we then achieve these? What type of support do we need? Because it's clear, government won't help us. When government doesn't help us, the economy is a bit weak in the country. It won't be able to sustain these dreams. So we have to do it from whatever we have as resources. So on the basis of those things, we have to learn how to work within our means, but also dream big. That's the nature of that. And also, it is such that it is inclusive. What do I mean? The women also. We resorted to having the word women appear only 3 times in our strategic plan. Other than that, it's football. In other words, we are treating women in the same manner that we treat men, of course, equitably, because these things didn't start at the same time, so it has to be equitable. So we are working on those things, and we will take them right up to where we really want to. The president and I have agreed that we should no longer approach and adopt that soft attitude towards people we have engaged. Because then, if we do so and we nurse them because they know somebody, we are not going to get anywhere. We have to be ruthless, because if you want to be at the top, you don't get to the top by being a very lame duck, you know what I'm saying? You have to show the tenacity, you have to show the hunger, you have to show that you really want to be where the others are. Why? In terms of administration, I don't think we are far off from anyone. In actual fact, I think we are among the best in terms of administration. But we are hampered by lack of government will, lack of the economy. But that does not stop us to achieve within the ambit of the resources available to us.
And if we just turn our attention to the local league, are you quite happy with how things are going there?
I'm not at all happy, I must say too. I'm not at all happy, and that is why at one point I called the chairperson of the league and his committee to tell them that, look, you're sitting on your laurels, you're doing nothing. You're basically running reports and then giving out the log. That's all you're doing. I need to see you move into commercialization of the entity. I need to see you doing just more than us playing for the sake of playing. It should be that it has objectives. What is an objective? Feeding the national team with players of high quality, making sure that our teams are well taken care of, getting more products, that means televising games, streaming games, profiling clubs, doing the likes, just so that at the end of the day, this thing doesn't just become a game. It is a commercially viable entity that we can use as our mouthpiece to showcase to the world what our development is doing, what our capacity to manage and to innovate in football is about. So at this point in time, I'm sorry to say, no. On a scale of 1 to 5, they probably just started moving from 0 to 1. They are far from reaching what we need. Yes, football excites. There will always be this euphoria during weekends, during the build-up to matches. But what are these matches? Anybody can organize a match between two teams. It should be more than that. It should offer value for the supporters. It should also say, I've raised my hand as a product. Sponsors, where are you? Because this is a product. It has people with all the hallmarks of what the English football is, except that the level of the commercialization will not be the same. The economics will not be the same, but we should be seen to be addressing something. that is the growth of the league.
And if we just move a little bit away from the pitch, in terms of any programs that the Lesotho FA might be doing with regards to referees, with regards to coaching, administration, have you got anything on the go?
We'll be training referees. We are worried about our referees. They simply don't care. Somebody needs to tell them that they have to be strong. But there are some very, very good referees who are true to the game, who respect the game. Those we need to make sure that they stay there in terms of mindset, and we improve them and we motivate them as well as incentivize them if we have to. But the coaches, I think we have done more than we had to do in terms of coaches. We have quite a lot of coaches that can rotate within our league. There's quite a lot of them. We need to just develop a lot of coaches below the elite coaches, because we do have elite coaches. Some of them, they need to really start looking at opportunities beyond the boundaries, geographic boundaries of the kingdom, so that the experiences that they bring back, we can really, really use them. In terms of governance and administration, I'm about to embark on a nationwide teaching practice about governance and whatever, because we've got, even in the regions, relatively new committee members that need to be opened up to the world of governance, especially football governance. I mean, there we are doing very well. It's only the translation from what we are doing in class to the football field that we need to enhance.
If we look at schools football, obviously from a CAP perspective, they've got the African Schools Football Championship, which has become, Dr. Patrice Motsepe, the CAF president, has really put his weight behind that competition. How is schools football in Lesotho?
That simply epitomizes the attitude of government in Lesotho, in the sense that we long embraced AFS. And then what happened is government took about 2 years before signing a simple MOU that, look, we will allow the children to participate because there are schools involved. Took 2 years. To the extent that when we saw that nothing is forthcoming, we agreed with COSAFA that we want to send teams, because we long started TDS and we wanted to bring the products of TDS into some competitive environment before them going into the under-17s and the stuff. So we took our team there. Our boys did not do too well, but the girls went and played in the semifinals. First attempt, semifinals in Namibia. It is not surprising then that in their inaugural show at the COSAFA U17, the same team went until it played against Zambia, which had a different mind then. But look, everything is turning well. We just need to put the right people. Don't vouch for beautiful faces or familiar faces when you put coaches, but vouch for the objective and everything will go well. That's a very good initiative. It reminds me of my yesteryears when I was a toddler. I used to play in such competitions, albeit it wasn't international, but at school we used to play. And we did well then. School sport then produced a lot of players for the national teams, but it died for a period of about a decade. Why? Government thought education is about keeping students in class from 8 to 5. I fought it. It still happens. It still continues. I'm fighting it. I will not stop fighting it. But government does not have a will. So when government doesn't have a will, these are the problems we will encounter. Maybe one day we'll get a minister who doesn't just talk about professionalization, but cannot define professionalization in sport. Maybe that time when we have such a person, we will be able to go higher and higher and higher in terms of our performances internationally.
And just, are there any other programs that are going on within the LFA that we perhaps haven't spoken about, or any other initiatives that you're working on at the moment?
Yes. We've just opened our academy. First, it's a boys' academy, because TDS started first with the boys. So it has now culminated in the very first resident academy. It's with a school in one of the northern districts. It's doing very well. They played in the C division. The C division is the fourth tier. Remember, these are 12 and 13 year olds. They played there. they haven't lost a match. We just put them there, not primarily for competition, just so that they train for a purpose, or train with a purpose. So, yeah, we opened it, and as we speak, tomorrow, yet Nerfa from FIFA and Sir Amelo Traka, who's the Southern African Technical Director in respect of FIFA, are being, they'll be coming to Lesotho to go and see what we've done. I must highlight, while many countries are waiting for FIFA funding to start the academy, we decided to go on our own so that FIFA finds us having started this academy. Otherwise, it will still be stagnating like everyone else. But we decided, let's start this thing. Let's see where we get ourselves. And look, after all, we are the one who will benefit from that, not FIFA by funding it and bringing a coach. Let's start with what we have, and FIFA will find us running the race. And then we can only be better thereafter. I'm sure we are the first just to start. I mean, of the LFAs of our size, we are the first to start on our own without waiting for FIFA to come and bring the resources.
Yeah. And then just lastly, if you kind of look ahead to the next 5 to 10 years, what for you is the major priorities for Lesotho football in that period?
The priority in the next 5 to 10 years. Laughable, eh? obviously, let's tip the table. Let's put the table into perspective. We need to get better coaches, better placed players, a better league, better development structures. Not that we have nothing, but we need to improve them dramatically. We need a set vision, you know? We need to follow a set vision that places us right into what will be happening in the next decade. I'll tell you, for now, we haven't researched about football. We are just playing football. Coming from a sports science environment, coupled with a commercial perspective, education, I desire to do much more for this country than I've done. I've organized the country in terms of football, found it not too organized, but then we need to move to the next rung in order to get up. So that rung will be to start adopting and using sports science in terms of our football. That's the only way we can grow. I mean, I don't understand. We are competing without using data and sports science perspectives, but we are doing well. Imagine how we will do when we start moving into that sphere where we use sports science and do what the others are doing now. Remember, they cannot get better than what they are now unless they start using robotics. So even football is still for human beings, and they are there already. They can only stagnate as we come closer. They want to use AI, but remember, you cannot program the human being. It's biological, so it's about anatomy and physiology, aided by sports science. So if we can embrace that, I think we'll catch up quickly.
We wish Lesotho the best of luck in their upcoming 2026 FIFA World Cup qualifiers in March, where they will play South Africa and Rwanda. Don't forget, you can listen to more of our podcasts on our COSAFA YouTube channel, Spotify and iTunes, and also get the latest news via our website at www.cosafa.com.